Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is now time for Odyssey NFL Insider, the playmaker, Michael Irvin, joining us here in Phoenix, Arizona, with Sean, RJ, and Bobby on DFW Sports Station. I did not think this interview was still going to happen. When you found out it was happening, Choppy, we were hopeful to see Michael right here in person. The nosebleeds just wanted to stick around. They're like, Michael's coming. Oh, my God, childhood dream. But Michael is not here in person.
No, he's not. He is he's on the phone.
Mike!
A little disappointed.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm in hiding, actually, is what I am. I guess you would call that hiding. How you guys doing, man? So you guys are in Phoenix? You guys are here now?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Why are you in hiding?
When did you guys get in?
Monday.
Monday night.
Oh, man, we should have called me Monday night. We should have had Monday night. No, I'm here. Just chilling at the hospital. But I'm not at the hospital, at the hotel.
He scared us there.
All right, so have you gone out and about? Did you go out? Was Monday night your socializing night?
Well, Sunday night, actually. Monday, I could have gone. I didn't do anything Monday night. I went out Sunday night. Michael Brooks, you know Michael Brooks, my old DB, played DB for us. He's here, so every time I come in town, he and I usually go to dinner. So we went out Sunday night and grabbed something to eat, you know. And Monday night, man, I was exhausted Monday because I woke up early and did first take and then got back, got about an hour rest and then had to go right to opening night and do all those interviews and everything. But yeah, Monday night when I got done, I was done. I was done when I got done.
But what are your big dog dinners looking like the rest of the week? Are you going out with Stephen A. one night? Are you going out NFL Network, Kurt Warner and Eisen one night? Let us live vicariously through you.
Well, I would this week. You start getting closer to the weekend, man. I have to limit things because I have Saturday night. You know, I work. Usually, I work all day Sunday. I go from six, you know, to whenever the game starts. You know, Friday night, we'll get out a little bit Friday night. You get out a little bit Friday night. Scheduled to do first take Friday. So after that, you know, maybe get out and move around a little bit.
You got to go see Cardi and Offset on Saturday night. I want stories. I want video. Offset,
No. What do you mean? We're going to go Cardi and Offset. Listen, man, Saturday night is a real slow night. The real slow night. Because Sunday, usually, you know, you're waking up, you're on there from 6 until, you know, we do our show. Our show usually go from 6 a.m. till the game comes on. But, you know, you do 8-9 hours of that. Ooh. That's a long time and a lot of work.
Well, look, we're going out tonight.
Yep.
We're dinner on us tomorrow, whatever night. If you have one more to squeeze in, we're here till Friday morning, so. I mean, the invite is extended. I don't know where you're staying, but it's there for you. But I know you're in hiding.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that.
Man, that's a no. If I've ever heard
that
one.
That was a nice no.
That's a nice no.
That was a really, really nice note. So,
well, guys, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. I don't know whether you guys heard it or not, but I wanted to do the show just to share with you. You know, I don't know if you guys haven't heard that Sunday night when I went out and came in, Sunday night, and this is tripping me out because, you know, I went out with Michael Brooks, came in. We had and I don't remember it, but I guess when I came in, they said, because they asked, I said, what'd you do? I said, I went straight to the room. But I guess I had met somebody in the lobby, talked to somebody in the lobby for about a minute. And then I went to my room, and then after I got off air and got to work, they said, come on, we got to move you in a hotel. I said, what? Move you in a hotel for what? So they moved my hotel, and I said, what's going on, guys? What's going on? What's happening? Why would we move a hotel? And they said, well, the last night you walked in, you talked to somebody. I said, I didn't talk to anybody. I went straight to the room. And then they showed it on camera that I did talk to somebody. I talked to this girl for about a minute. I don't know what – they didn't show it to me. They told me, and I didn't see it. I don't know what she looked like or anything. But that's why they moved me. That's why they moved me, because I guess the girl said I said something to her within that minute that we talked. And, you know, so they moved me. So I thought you guys would have heard about it. That's why I wanted to come on and talk to you guys about it. But yeah, I don't know what's the plan for the rest of the week. That's why I said I'm kind of in hiding till we figure all of that out.
No. We had
no idea.
No headline, no news story.
Yeah, well, I'm giving it to you. You should be hearing it, or you should know about it, because that's exactly what's happening. And that's why I'm saying I'm just kind of hiding and waiting to see how everything comes down. And, you know, you're in this world here. It was a minute meeting somewhere in the lobby. In the lobby, I don't even remember it really, because I had a few drinks, to tell you the truth. You know, I had a few drinks, to tell you the truth. I don't really remember it, but that's what they said.
The playmaker Michael Irvin joining us on the Diamond Factory Hotline here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Mike, what is your feel on this game? Vegas has rarely bet as heavily on one team as they are the Philadelphia Eagles. The money is not moving. It is heavy on Philly. What's your feeling for Sunday?
Yeah, I looked at this, man, when I went back and watched the game that they played against Tennessee. I'm talking about Kansas City. You see that game, I mean, Tennessee just manhandled them in the run game. Physical, physical, physical. It took overtime for Kansas City to come back and win that game. And they won it in the second half. And overtime for them to come back and win that game. And in the second half, Malik Willis only had 5 completions, 22 yards total, 1 first down. And it took all of that for them to beat Tennessee. Philly has a better run game and a power run game, just like Tennessee. You go back to Tampa Bay when they played in the Super Bowl, and when they put that pressure – on Patrick Mahomes, that was a problem. Philly can put pressure better than I think that Tampa team can put pressure on Patrick Mahomes. So I'm with Vegas on this. I'm leaning towards Philly with this.
Man, and it seems like it's not just Vegas. It seems like every, like, former player is picking Philly. It's got that Denver-Seattle vibe to it like we had in New York. I mean, it seemed like every player that came up to us, guy played in the league or currently, was like, Seattle's going to win this game. And is it a lot of it, so much of it, the line of scrimmage where Philadelphia can really control this game? Is that what it is?
That's what it is. It is. You know, you start breaking it down now. You'll take Patrick Mahomes over Jalen Hurts in the passing game. There's no doubt you're going to take Philly over Kansas City in the run game. You know what I mean? And that run game is so dangerous, man, that Philly has, because even if you – The design runs, and he's so good at deciding when you're trying to play coverage or when you're trying to stop the run. And when you start playing that coverage, man, the fifth part is like the Red Sea. And Jalen Hurts knows it even before the snaps, and you can see it. It's going to be interesting to watch, because Patrick Mahomes does such a great job of making plays all over the football field. And he's going to have to make plays to keep his team in this game with the Philadelphia Eagles. If I'm Philly, though, you know how I feel about physical football. If I'm Philly, I would try to break their will. I will come out and just run the first 15. You know, I was over the first 15, They all be running plays. I'm just going to let you guys know this ain't going to be none of that fancy stuff. We going to bust butt right here. We'll all be running plays coming right down here.
Michael, how difficult is this week just with, like, the circus? Like, we're out here at Radio Row, and obviously the players are doing these podium interviews and things like that. How difficult is it to prepare for the actual game during the, like, just insane Super Bowl week?
It's difficult. But, you know, you got to get people to help you with this. It's the guys that come in and try to do it all themselves, you know, that come in and say, listen, I'm going to do this. I got it. You come in, you got your people. I put mine off on my, hey, you take care of everybody. Here's all the tickets. Here's what you need. Take care of everybody, or my assistant or somebody, so I can try to focus on the game. And guys, now, you know, the first time, maybe you try to do everything, you're so excited. But at the same time, I was like, man, I'm not touching this. I won't be with it, you know. I'll say, here's 20 tickets to my oldest, Maisha, who's really my executive assistant anyway. Maisha, I said, you take this, get these all the family, and get the hotel rooms and everything situated, get them plane tickets. But leave me out of it. Let me focus on the field. And I think that's what most guys are learning now, especially these guys now. They have so many people, you know, and so much money they're making. I'm sure they got people taking care of that stuff so they can focus on football.
How much have you been hearing from the Eagle fans this week with the Cowboy insults?
Well, yeah, I've been hearing from the Cowboy fans with the insults too, because they get mad at me because I'm sitting up there interviewing Andy Reid. I mean, or sitting there, Nick
Sirianni. Yeah.
This is my job. This is my job, dude. You know, I coach my good. One of the guys, Jalen Hurst, amen, love you, man, on the end of the interview. I said, all right, my brother. This is brotherly love. Love you too, man. Man, what do you mean you love me? You keep me seeing that, man. What are you doing, man? Dude, stop, man. Come on, man. We ain't nowhere near this game right now. I can go ahead. I got to interview these guys. It's okay. But, yeah, they're all over me, man. Michael, I don't care. How can you do that? You with the Cowboys. Yeah. But we need checks at the house. We need checks. We need them checks.
Hey, I got to ask you about Trent Dilfer's comment. There in a Ravens 30 for 30, he said that, you know, he loves Brady and Rodgers, but what they have done in today's modern offensive NFL world is not impressive, comparing it to the old school days. Did you see the comment, Mike? And what do you think about that discussion of offensive football eras?
Wait. He said, because I saw Trent Dilfer yesterday. Trent Dilfer said what yesterday?
So basically he said, like, you know, it's not impressive when the rules have changed. You can't hit the quarterback. You can't throw receivers off the route. When they're thrown from a clean pocket, they could do anything. So he's not really impressed with Brady and Rodgers and such. He's more impressed with what guys did in, like, the 80s, 90s and such.
I understand the direction he's headed, but it doesn't mean that you can be less. You need to be less impressed. I can be impressed with what those guys did and impressed with what these guys did. What he's alluding to is how we've given up the accuracy and the pinpoint play. In the 80s, you needed those pinpoint plays because you were able to separate man from ball. You know, when Troy throws that bang eight, he tells you, catch it. And because, you know, same time, you and the man in the ball is going to get there. That's why you called it a bang eight. It's going to be bang, bang, boom. You're going to take this hit because they're separating you from the ball. Now they don't separate you from the ball. They have to wait on you to catch the ball. So now you don't have to be
Mike?
The same time the ball's coming. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you dropped out.
Oh, did I lose you guys? Yeah. Because the pain ain't coming the same time the ball is coming. You can be less accurate. You can't bring the pain until after you catch the ball. So now, since we can be less accurately, we can play with more mobility. And that's when the running quarterback has come in, and now we got two brothers in the playing quarterback in the Super Bowl because you don't have to be as accurate, so mobility becomes an important part. And both of these guys have great mobility.
Michael, you know, there was a report from The Athletic this week that Keenan Allen is likely to get released by the Chargers as a cap casualty. He's obviously a guy who's been, you know, banged up a little bit. He's into his 30s now. But is that a guy that if he were on the street, you'd say, hey, that's the guy, that's the number two that the Cowboys should pursue to put across from CeeDee Lamb?
Well, would I take Keenan Allen? Yes,
yeah.
I do. I love Keenan Allen, man. He's a great player. Ultimately, what I really want is a big-time outside receiver. A big-time outside receiver. Mm. I got CeeDee Lamb to handle this stuff in the slot. He's great in the slot, you know. And Keenan Allen is really great in the slot. Real great player in the slot, you know. And he did a lot of plays in the slot. He understands the game, a lot like T.Y. and understanding the game, like a quarterback and everything. But, boy, if I had my choice, I would want me a big-time outside receiver that can make plays out there on the perimeter.
LeBron or Michael?
Boy, that's a hard one, man. It's a hard game, you know, because Michael played, dog. Michael played when Michael was Michael. Now LeBron played. Michael played when Michael was Michael, and only Chicago had Michael. LeBron is playing with LeBron being LeBron, but every team now has a Michael. You know, you got Ja Morant, you got Donovan Mitchell, you got so many great players in this league right now, such talented dudes, man. So, I love what Michael did, and he went in, he won every championship that he played in. But you can't slight LeBron for winning the way he's winning, even in this era with all of those kinds of players, because the athletes have gotten better. In the game, you know, it's not as tough as it was when Michael played, similar to football, because they're not allowing all the banging. But you got to be impressed with both of those guys. Ultimately, LeBron's playing so long. He's about to be the leading scorer, you know, over the whole NBA. You know, you can take either one of those careers. But for me, it's always about the championships, and Michael had the most.
Thank you for joining us. Hit us up if you need us. We got you. And we hope to see you throughout the week. Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. Let's come back and react to that along with former GM Thomas Dimitroff. What advice, what GM advice would he have for the Cowboys? And Dan Orlovsky. Woo! Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.